Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 16th, 2026, President's Day. And in honor of President's Day, I'm going to read some of the Declaration of Independence. Just beyond the parts that we hear quoted all the time and probably have memorized ourselves about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and so forth, the next paragraph ends with, "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security." They then go on to list some of their complaints against the king, their reason for seeking independence. There are about 23 of them. I'll just have time to read a few. Quote, "He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to civil power. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from the punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people." That was taken from the Declaration of Independence. I want to also read a couple of amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." The Fourth Amendment reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." The Sixth Amendment, "In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense." And the Eighth Amendment, "Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted." So that was some of the complaints about the tyranny of the king that are included in the Declaration of Independence and a few of our rights as outlined in the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, which our elected officials, including our presidents, swear an oath to uphold. On President's Day 2026, this is Amy Brown for Around Town. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.